In the basement of the Alaska State Museum, Eva Malvich uses a box cutter to slice a thin piece of gray cardboard into a small rectangle. Mounted on the cardboard, supported by four pieces of foam, is a makeup brush with an ornately carved metal handle. Malvich doesn't know much about the brush, except that it came from a woman who collected items for her vanity.
But then, you know, with objects, you have to preserve them forever.
Malvich is director of the tribally owned Yupik Pajarialite Museum in Bethel. The name means the people's way of living.
We're the only museum in the Delta.
After a career in public administration, Malvich started working at the museum about a year ago. She had no practical experience, so she's learning the best way to handle and preserve objects. She points to a piece of cardboard like the one on which she just mounted the makeup brush.
I used to wonder what the heck this was. So we have boxes of this. I used to think, why do I have so much cardboard? Now I know it's called blueboard, and it's useful for making containers for my objects.
Malvich is learning under the direction of husband and wife team Scott and Ellen Carley. Ellen is the Alaska State Museum conservator. Scott is curator of museum services. His job is to assist and advise other museums and historical societies throughout the state.
I help them with projects that they're working on. I help them get grants. I actually have a small grant that I can give out to help them do projects. I can do assessments.
Carley says other Alaska museum professionals had been asking him how the museum planned to move its collection to a new state library, archives, and museum building scheduled to open in 2016. That's how he got the idea to bring them to Juneau to see it firsthand.
I thought, well, it would be really nice to have them help me, but I'd feel bad if it was, you know, on their own nickel. So I thought, you know, we should at least try and pay for their travel expenses. So I wrote this grant to the Institute for Museums and Library Services to help fund this travel down here as a professional development opportunity for these museum professionals throughout Alaska.
The grant is for $83,000, which the State Museum is matching. Carley says each museum professional will get to visit Juneau twice, once during the packing and planning phase, and again during the actual move.
We're calling them EXOs, because outside museum professionals is a little hard to say all the time and to write down. So EXOs, just, we kind of think of it as like external operative or something. You know, somebody from the outside is coming in to help us.
Angelique Grantham is curator of collections at the Baranoff Museum in Kodiak. Located inside the Russian-American magazine, a two-story log structure built in 1808, it houses a treasure trove of colonial Alaska history. The museum's not moving anytime soon, but Grantham says the staff is redesigning all of its exhibits.
That's going to mean that a lot of the objects that are currently in collection storage are going to be on exhibit, so it's going to require a lot of shuffling of things. It's a perfect opportunity to implement some of these new solutions.
Grantham had some experience preserving and caring for objects prior to working for the Baranoff Museum. Still, she says the opportunity to learn from the staff at the Alaska State Museum is unique.
This is what they do. You know, they conserve objects and they create these really amazing storage solutions for fragile objects of many different types of materials. It's kind of like now I'm here under the tutelage of masters.
Grantham and Malvich were the fourth group of EXOs to visit Juneau as part of the project. The grant is providing travel for 27 museum professionals from 12 Alaska institutions. Carley says he works with between 60 and 70 museums around the state. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.